You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Have you had questions about your faith that made you uncomfortable or maybe made you ask more questions about your faith? Apologetics Bootcamp has something to offer.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Kirk Clayton. He's assistant professor of theology at Concordia University Chicago. He also serves as the director of the pre-seminary program there as well. Dr. Clayton, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's always such a joy to be with you.
Also joining us today, Dr. Nathan Greeley. He's a teacher at Acacia Academy in Kokomo, Indiana. He also serves with American Lutheran Theological Seminary, Indiana Wesleyan University, and fellow of apologetics and philosophical theology at Widener Institute. Dr. Greeley, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Also joining us today, Professor Andrew Ashenden. He's an instructor of philosophy at Concordia University Chicago. Professor Ashenden, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
We have all these philosophy instructors.
I feel like I'm going to learn something in the next 25 minutes. I'm so excited.
Or we're going to ask a lot of questions.
Or we'll ask a lot of questions.
We'll just ask more questions, right? Dr. Clayton, where did the idea for Apologetics Bootcamp begin?
Well, I need to give credit where credit is due. This really is the brainchild of our president here at Concordia Chicago, Dr. Russell Dawn. And Dr. Dawn is doing a phenomenal job of leading Concordia University Chicago in a very faithful direction and with tremendous courage and vision. This is coming up on my third year at Concordia Chicago. And as part of the interview process for new theology faculty members, everybody has an interview also with President Dawn and with a member of the Board of Regents. And during that interview with President Dawn, before I was ever called as a theology faculty member here, so now I realize that I'll be responsible for teaching Lutheran doctrine, I'll be teaching catechism, I'll be teaching non-church work students about the Christian faith, all of which is extremely exciting and it's a great joy to do here. But I also said, you know, my passion is apologetics. What opportunities might there be for teaching apologetics at CUC? What interest is there in apologetics at Concordia Chicago? And President Dawn said, I hope it doesn't mind them quoting this from a private interview, he said, from the standpoint of my office, the interest in apologetics is through the roof. And then he said, we have sports camps. We have basketball camp over the summer. We've got volleyball camp over the summer. We've got training events over the summer. Why can't we have an apologetics camp? Let's do an apologetics boot camp. So I filed that away. I thought, hey, that would be fun. And so then I arrived, about 9 months later for faculty orientation as a brand new faculty member. And the provost, academic vice president at that point, came over and said, hey, President Dawn would like to see this apologetics boot camp get off the ground. I said, great, I'm glad to be on the team. Who do I report to? And the provost said, you're doing it. So from there, we assembled a wonderful team, including Professor Ashenden and Dr. Rachel Ferguson, also on our staff here, and other friends who are interested in apologetics. And so this really, though, is the brainchild of our president, Dr. Russell Dawn, and I want to give him a tremendous amount of credit for the boot camp, but also for the wonderful, faithful, visionary leadership he's providing for Concordia Chicago in general.
So we're talking about a boot camp and apologetics. Why is it important for laity to be well-equipped in apologetics today? And I'm going to ask all three of you this question. Dr. Clayton, let's start with you.
Well, the first thing is we are called to be ready in Scripture to give an answer for the hope that we have within us. The primary text where you always refer to, the Sedes Doctrina, if you will, for apologetics in Scripture is from 1 Peter chapter 3. I'll start in verse 15. In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. Now, right in the middle of that says, be prepared to make a defense. And the word defense there in English is from a form of the Greek word apologeo, which is where we have the word apologetics. And apologetics is not saying you're sorry. Usually in English, if you apologize, you recognize you've done something wrong and you're saying you're sorry for it. In ancient Greek, apologeo actually had the exact opposite meaning. An apologeo is what you did if you were accused of a crime and brought to court. And then in your defense, on your trial, then you gave your apology, which doesn't mean I did it, I'm sorry. It means I didn't do it, and here are the reasons I can prove that I'm in fact innocent. And so an apology is not saying you're sorry. It's saying, this is why I'm confident that what I'm stating is true. Even if it's not popular, it's true. And yet, Peter tells us, be prepared to make a defense. But we don't just go around like clubbing people over the head with our defense. Instead, what Peter says is be prepared to have an apologeo, to make a defense to those who ask you for the reason for the hope that is in you. And so that's really in a very important focus too, that we should, as Christians, so stand out in our hope, in our joy, in the conduct of our lives, in peace, that those around you who don't know that peace, those who are troubled, those who are afflicted by the demons of this world, see the peace and the hope that Christians have and say, they have something different. What is it and how do I get that? And that there is where we want to be ready in our lives, in our words, in everything that we are and say, to be able to answer that question of the hope that we have no fear in this world because Jesus Christ has conquered this world. By his death, he has destroyed death. By his resurrection, he has promised eternal life for us. We know this on the basis of his true inspired word, which is trustworthy and reliable. And each one of those points I just said is something that can be addressed through apologetics. And we will do that at the Apologetics Bootcamp.
Dr. Greeley, why is it important for laity to be well-equipped in apologetics today?
Well, I believe wholeheartedly that apologetics is one of the most important things for Christians to focus on. And this is especially true when believers are in a cultural context that is not governed by Christian assumptions, one such as ours. If we're not teaching and learning what is true, good, and beautiful from a Christian standpoint, then the world is going to be teaching us instead. And I think we can learn an important lesson about apologetics from the history of the church. If we go back to the second century, we see something very interesting. So Christians at that time, they were a persecuted minority within the context of the Roman Empire. However, they didn't retreat from engaging with the pagan culture around them, and they didn't insist on the virtue of blind faith. Instead, they recognized that one way to deal with adversity and opposition was through emphasizing apologetics. And most of their writings at that time had something to do with apologetics. Apologetics was a very important theme at that time in the church. And this approach that they took was generally very fruitful. The church grew at this time by leaps and bounds. There were other factors involved, of course, most importantly, the work of the Holy Spirit. But embracing apologetics was an important element in the success of the church at this time. And it was a means by which the Spirit worked. And I think we can learn a lot from their example today.
Professor Ashenden, why is it important for laity to be well-equipped in apologetics today?
Well, yeah, thanks for asking. The good answers are taken. I just want to build on a little bit of what they said, because I love what they said already. I was just thinking that we have our cultural scaffolding for Christianity is kind of gone. So I do worry about that. And I think for most of Western history, a Christian could hold the faith without having to think too much about defending it. But now we run into a sort of secular front line, or we can say like the front line has moved a little bit. And apologetics is a way to engage with that. So the actual encounters that people are having, they're on their own in the workplace. So how are you going to defend your faith when you run into an encounter like that in the workplace? Will apologetics help you sort of reduce the fear you have of doing that? And related to that, the second big point I wanted to bring up, it's maybe an Augustinian Luther point, or maybe it's too metaphysical, I don't know. But our intellect and love stem from faith is what I would want to say. So we don't do apologetics to sort of become Christian, we could say, but we first love God and our intellect is ordered toward him and we first worship, and then our intellect and our will follow that. So it's an exercise stemming from faith in a way too. And I think that's really important for the Christian. We can use our minds to worship God in this way.
Each of you will be speaking on a topic at the upcoming Apologetics Bootcamp, and we'll get to the details about when that's happening and how to register for that. Since each of you are speaking, I thought this would be an interesting opportunity to learn how apologetics became important to you. I'm sure each of you has a story where something sparked for you and caused that interest in apologetics, and I'd love to hear your story. So, Dr. Greeley, let's start with you. Where did apologetics become of interest to you that led you to study it more?
Well, I grew up in a Christian family, and Christianity was very important to us. But then I drifted away as a teenager. I left the church and lost my interest in spiritual things for a number of years. And then in my mid-20s, I started asking myself, you know, what am I doing with my life? Where am I going? Like, what is the purpose of all this? And decided I should look into Christianity again, you know, give Christianity another chance. And at that point, I had a lot of questions, a lot of theological questions, a lot of questions about how to make sense of things that I had grown up believing but had come to regard as doubtful. And so I started reading a lot. I read a lot of theology, I read a lot of philosophy, a lot of apologetics, and bit by bit, piece by piece, things started to come together for me and things started to cohere, and I was able to make sense of things. So apologetics was instrumental and certainly very important in my return to the faith and in my coming to see that Christianity does make sense of the world. It does make sense of who I am and what my purpose is.
Professor Ashenden and Dr. Clayton, we'll get to your stories in just a moment. We need to take a quick break and we'll come back and learn more about your stories and Apologetics Bootcamp coming up at Concordia University, Chicago this summer in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we are talking with friends from Concordia University Chicago about the upcoming Apologetics Bootcamp. We're talking with Reverend Dr. Kirk Clayton. He's Assistant Professor of Theology and Director of the Pre-Seminary Program at Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Nathan Greeley is a teacher at Acacia Academy in Kokomo, Indiana. And Professor Andrew Ashenden is an instructor of philosophy at Concordia University Chicago, all presenting at the upcoming Apologetics Bootcamp. All right, Professor Ashenden, what's your background story? Where did apologetics become of interest to you so much so that you decided to study it at the graduate level?
Yeah, so it started actually with Dr. Angus Manouge over at Concordia Mequon campus when I was an undergraduate there. And I guess it mostly started with his philosophy courses. And as I kept taking philosophy, which is what I'm in now, I continued to do that. I kind of saw this overlap with philosophy and apologetics. And so it was just kind of a natural progression into apologetics from there. I was a Christian. So as I said in my explanation earlier, I think apologetics is sort of an outpouring of the intellect of the person who has faith to, hey, what does this mean in my faith? And how can I understand this? And there were times where, you know, you run into a hard answer and you don't have an answer for maybe a long time, but you keep reading and digging. And then it ultimately just seems to make your faith stronger in the end. So for my story, I guess, was a natural progression from the philosophy classes I was taking at Concordia Mequon.
Dr. Clayton, how about you? Where did your interest in apologetics begin?
Well, I guess I was probably a fairly difficult child, somewhat stubborn and bullheaded. And I remember from very early on, we're talking like early elementary school, that I knew growing up in a Lutheran pastor's family that the Bible internally claims that this is the true, inspired, inerrant word of God. Inerrant means it has no mistakes. And Scripture also makes historical claims. It says this person was in this place and did this act at this point in history. And so for the Bible to be what it claims to be of true, inspired, reliable, inerrant, all of those historical claims and details need to fall into place. And I was for a time quite shaken of how do we know? How can we be confident that all of these truth claims actually are accurate? And like I said, being a fairly stubborn and difficult child, I guess, it would not have taken much at that point for me, in fact, in elementary school, to walk away from the faith. If somebody had said, well, the Bible claims to be true and inerrant, and yet here's a mistake, I would have, out of intellectual honesty, had to say, well, then Christianity is not true because its foundational document is based upon a lie. And so I was having this sort of anxiety of Christianity makes these claims. Is there a way to be confident in that? And so we were living in Minnesota at the time, southwest corner of Minnesota, a little town called Fulda. And the Twin Cities were about a 3.5-4 hour drive away. But there was a prominent Christian apologist that was speaking at a conference in the cities. And so this is about sixth grade. My dad piled me into the car and off we drove for 3.5 hours from southwest corner of Minnesota up to the cities. And we went to hear this Christian apologist. And he simply began unpacking the facts of history and showing this really happened. This is true. And one thing that grabbed me is regarding the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he would say things like, I've heard him many times since, he would say things like, the empty tomb of Jesus Christ is not an object of faith. The empty tomb of Jesus Christ is a demonstrable fact of history. There is no legitimate way historically to question that the tomb of Jesus was in fact empty on Easter Sunday morning. If it were not empty, the story of the resurrection would have lasted about 10 minutes, long enough for them to go roll away the stone, drag the body of Jesus through the streets of Jerusalem. And that would be the end of the resurrection. Nobody would hear about it. They couldn't find the body. And the only reason you can't find a body, if the body's not where you left it last, dead bodies don't have the habit of moving. And so the fact that they couldn't find the dead body where it was last placed, namely in the tomb, means the body was not in the tomb. The fact that the tomb was empty is an absolute fact of history. That's not an object of faith. Now, he said, to be honest, that doesn't prove the resurrection. There could be other explanations for an empty tomb, but then you simply evaluate those other explanations, say, which is the most likely answer, of which the most likely answer is the tomb was empty because, well, Jesus didn't need it anymore because he was no longer dead and he had risen. But to hear a world-class scholar speaking with that confidence and saying absolutely the central events of the Christian faith are demonstrable facts of history, was so tremendously strengthening to me as a sixth grade boy with serious questions about the inerrancy of Scripture, that passion for apologetics has stuck with me ever since. And so now this leads directly into our apologetics boot camp. I sincerely hope that in offering this apologetics bootcamp and bringing in truly world-class scholars in apologetics, such as Dr. Greeley, such as Professor Ashenden, such as the other speakers that we'll have, that others might have this same experience that I did with this wonderful apologist when I was in about sixth grade, that they also may know the certainty of the things that they have believed. Not that we prove everything. We don't deny the existence of faith. But we can come alongside and support with fact after fact and detail after detail in so many places to show the overwhelming probability of what it is that we believe. And I hope through people coming to the Apologetics Bootcamp, they can walk away with the same certainty and joy that I had as a sixth grade boy attending this conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So now you may be older than sixth grade. It may be Chicago, River Forest, Illinois, rather than Minneapolis, but come and have that same confidence given to you, because we are given that confidence because these things were not done in a corner, as St. Paul says at various times. They're openly done and known, and these are historical facts that we can examine and consider in light of our faith.
As Dr. Clayton said, all of you have expertise in the certain areas or things you love to research and teach about. What are the topics, singular or plural, you choose that you really are most excited to teach about to your students? Professor Ashenden?
Yeah, I just started a metaphysics class at Concordia Chicago, and I got to teach it the first time this last semester in the spring. And it's kind of where, you know, we call metaphysics first philosophy, but I want the students to work through these genuinely hard problems about universals, particulars, possible worlds, nature of time, stuff like that, personal identity. And then we dive into sort of the contemporary notions of those. And then we're reading sort of some Lutheran traditional texts that are dealing with these things too. And so, what excites me most about it is that the metaphysics is sort of where faith and reason are actually meeting at times. If you can say that, I mean, faith is comprehending things beyond reason, but, I like to think that the Lutheran tradition has a stronger metaphysics than we've thought. And so the students, I think, handled it really well. It's a little bit of a difficult class, but it was really exciting for me to kind of introduce these things and see how the students interacted with them.
Now I want to go back to undergrad. Dr. Greeley, what about you? What do you really love to teach?
Well, when it comes to apologetics and things pertinent to apologetics, I really enjoy discussing the relationship between philosophy and theology. That's something I've had an interest in for a very long time, at least since I returned to the faith. And one of the things that I like to talk about is how philosophy lends support to theology, how it serves theology in different ways. In the tradition, there's a long history of people referring to philosophy as the handmaid or the handmaiden of theology, because God gave us the gift of philosophy to serve theology and to serve the church. So I like to explore that relationship and just draw out those connections.
Dr. Clayton, what about you? What do you enjoy teaching? What are you most excited to teach?
One of the things maybe surprising at Concordia Chicago, I really thoroughly enjoy teaching our introductory basic level doctrine course called Theology 1210, Introduction to Christianity. At Concordia Chicago, every student, if you are an exercise science major, if you are a history major, if you are born and raised Lutheran, if you're agnostic, atheist, Buddhist, it doesn't matter. Everybody takes a course in Christian doctrine. Everybody takes a course in Bible content. And I've had the great joy of teaching that introductory Christianity course a number of times. And one of the first things we do is establish that, yes, Scripture is reliable, because everything else I'm going to say in course is drawn from Scripture. And if you don't have confidence that the Bible is, in fact, a true and trustworthy document, why would you listen to anything else I'm saying from a source that's unreliable? And so we lay the apologetic groundwork that Scripture is, in fact, true and reliable. We look at the Father and his work in creation and how we can be confident and find great joy that God has shaped us with his own hands. We look at Jesus Christ and the certainty of his birth, his miracles, his death and resurrection. And so all of these things are ways that apologetics is seeping into the classroom. And I have this great joy of standing before students that many of whom are perhaps nominally Christian or not Christian, and simply sharing the gospel and the certainty that we have in the gospel with them. And so at the Apologetics Bootcamp, last year I was able to speak on the certainty we have in the resurrection, and that was a great joy. This year, my assigned topic for the bootcamp is the reliability of Scripture, so I'm looking forward to that very much. And so something I'm hoping to do with the Apologetics Bootcamp at Concordia Chicago is each year have some different topics, but also where topics are repeated, have different speakers covering those topics. So that last year, Craig Parton spoke on the reliability of Scripture, and he was wonderful. But this year, I'm covering that, and other people are covering other topics, so that the Apologetics Bootcamp doesn't need to be a one and done. You can come back each year and receive the same basic truth, but from different voices, different perspectives. And so there's always something new to learn and glean, no matter how many times you'd come back to boot camp. So we'd love to have people, you know, start and then come back each year to continue to be strengthened in a little bit different ways.
What do you want us to know about attending the Apologetics Boot Camp at Concordia University Chicago this summer?
But we've tried to keep the price point very affordable. This is a four-day conference. It starts on Sunday afternoon, August 16th, and runs through Wednesday early afternoon, August 19th. And so a full adult registration is $75. Now, that doesn't include lodging. You'd need to arrange your own lodging for that. But that does include all conference materials, all sessions, all meals are included, all activities are included. So hopefully that $75 price point is going to be very, very reasonable for people, especially based on the world-class scholarship that they're going to be receiving, again, from scholars such as Dr. Greeley and Professor Ashenden. And we have a wide variety of topics. One of the things Dr. Greeley mentioned that apologetics is defense of the true, the good, and the beautiful. And we're covering all those, not just the truth of Scripture, for example, or the evidence for the existence of God, which Professor Ashenden will be covering, but we're also looking what is good, what is beautiful about the church. What has the church contributed to Western society over the last 2,000 years? Because many people say the church has been vicious, angry, hateful, closed-minded. No, in fact, the church has been the greatest force for good in shaping Western civilization in the last 2,000 years. So our topics include Dr. Greeley on an introduction to apologetics. We're going to be discussing the roles of women in the church with our deaconess on campus, Deaconess Frances Zito. The goodness of the church in society, as I just mentioned, with Dr. Rachel Ferguson. The family and the future of the family in our culture with Dr. Alan Carlson, who's an editor at Touchstone Magazine. And then Dr. Ashenden, Professor Ashenden, is going to be speaking about evidence for the existence of God. I'll be talking about the reliability of Scripture. Dr. Aaron Veets is going to be speaking about creation and evolution. And then our final day, we're going to have consideration of the relationship of church and state with Reverend Dr. Greg Saltz, former Lutheran Hour speaker, now in Washington, D.C., as our LCMS representative there. And then an apologetic comparison between Christianity and Islam with Dr. Adam Francisco, seeing what is the actual historical evidence for the events of Christianity versus what is the historical evidence for the events of Islam. And there is no comparison between the two whatsoever. So that's what we're offering, and we'd be very happy to have people join us and walk alongside and learn and grow in any and all of these topic areas. Again, for $75 for the whole event, you could also come for just one day for $50 or one session for $25. But we'd love to have you there the whole time, $75, housing not included, but we'd love to have you join us and walk alongside to learn in those topic areas.
We'll provide the link for registration information in the program notes today as well. You can find them there on the cuchicago.edu website, but you might have to look around a little bit for it there. So just go to the program notes today and we'll have that link for you there. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Kirk Clayton, Assistant Professor of Theology and Director of the Pre-Seminary Program at Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Clayton, thanks so much for sharing with us today about Apologetics Bootcamp.
Thanks so much for the opportunity to be with you.
Dr. Nathan Greeley, teacher at Acacia Academy in Kokomo, Indiana. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
And Professor Andrew Ashenden, instructor of philosophy at Concordia University Chicago. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Again, you can find out more information about the Apologetics Bootcamp at Concordia University Chicago taking place August 16th through 18th by checking out the program notes today or visiting cuchicago.edu. You can find it in the events section there as well. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.